Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. All things are possible now that you're here.
Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Dear Father, we come before you, Lord, in Jesus' name, believing, Father, we're holding out to the end, knowing, Lord, it's getting wicked, and even in our finances, we see the devil is going to put upon the world a cryptocurrency, and we're coming down to the very end. So, Lord, we just pray that we would hold out until you take us out of here. Keep our focus on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, this morning we're going to look at Satan's Eden number 112, End Time Depression Judgment, and part 2. So it's kind of dry, but it's all scriptures and quotes. So bear with me while we go through them. We read in the book of Revelation 13:1, and I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the names of blasphemy. We know that that is Rome. All right. Then in Revelation 18:9, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and of silver and of precious stones and pearls and slaves and the souls of men. Now we know that in the book of Revelation 17, that this woman sits upon 7 hills, and she rules over the earth. So we know that this is Rome, and we see that she's tied in with the merchants of the earth. So we know that this money system is something that she has done. The in the book Windswept House, Malachi Martin said that the first G5 summit, which was, I think, the United States, Japan, Germany, Canada, and UK. And anyway, the sixth signer was the Vatican. She was the one who orchestrated the meeting. She's the one who continues to. If you notice, just do a word search on the internet, and you will find many of the prime ministers around the world, whenever they have a G7 summit, they will contact the Pope afterwards and kind of give their impression of the meeting. So now this beast is also spoken of in Revelation 17, chapter 17, 18. And we find it is a city that rules over the kings of the earth, and that the city sits on 7 mountains. Now the only nation is the Vatican City, which is a city state, which is a separate nation altogether, and is ruled by the Pope. Now, there's only 600 people who are, live in that city. So, and actually, they don't live in that city permanently. Most of the time, they're in other cities, like cardinals in each of the countries and stuff like that. So you can bet all of this time, this trying to split Israel in two is her doing. Because you can see that every president of the world has kissed the ring of the and bowed to the Pope or nailed in submission to him. Revelation 17:1-2 says, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Now he wasn't looking upon her with, you know, a great admiration. He was wondering with great admiration. In other words, how could she be so beautiful looking and yet so evil? All right. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and the beast that carrieth her, which has 7 heads and 10 horns. For God hath put in his heart to fulfill his will and to agree and give the kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. The one which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Well, that's wrong. Okay, so the pictures below show the heads of sovereign nations bowing down and paying homage to the Pope, the true leader of the New World Order. The Vatican has been planning for 2,000 years to reign over the entire earth. It began with the G5 summit, and according to Malachi Martin, Vatican insider and confidant of Pope John Paul II. So you see here, this one is George Bush Senior, Bush Jr. This is the King of Spain. That's the same pictures up there, I guess. Then you have the Queen, and you have Barack Obama, and this is the King, all right, of the UK. The Secretary of State was the sixth signer of the first G5 summit, economic summit. President Bush bows to the Pope. Next, President, I guess it was Vicente, bows to the Pope. So that's what the other picture was. And then Tony Blair bows to the Pope as well. Therefore, you had, Brother Branham says, therefore, you've had the word and you know what to look for, how to stand. I must continue on in evangelism, and friends of mine, keep still and just keep moving on, for the hour is approaching swiftly. See, that when something is going to be done. Now you might see some little odd things happen for me. Nothing sinful. I don't mean that, but I mean something odd to what the regular trend. Because what I have reached to now in the ministry, I'm dropping back here, watching that spot and waiting for the time to use it. It's going to be used, and everyone knows that as certain as the first was identified, so has the second been identified. And if you'll think real closely, you are spiritual, as the Bible said, here is to him who has wisdom. The third is properly identified. See, we know where it is, so the third pole is here. It is so sacred that I must not say much about it, as he told me in the beginning. Said, this say nothing of it. You remember that that years ago. It speaks for itself, see. But I've tried to explain to the others, and I've made a mistake. This will be the thing that, to my opinion, I don't say the Lord tells me this, but this will be the thing that will start the rapturing faith for the going away. See, now I must lay quiet for just a little while. Now remember, and who's listening to this tape, you might see such a thing in my ministry right away, dropping back, not going up, dropping back. We're right at the age. Now listen, you know, if you look at, he only preached 52 sermons in 1965, and those were basically mostly at his tabernacle. He did preach a few in the Tucson area, but not very many. He actually didn't preach in Tucson. He preached at other places. But, for having a ministry which should have been on the road, and, because the signs were still there, he was still healing, those things were there. So the invitations were there, but he wasn't accepting them. And so, you see, his ministry did draw back, okay? We're right at the age now, and it can't go any further. We have to wait here just a minute until this happens over here to catch up when this comes. But it's thoroughly identified. There's coming a time in this nation to where this nation is going to exercise all the power that the beast had before, which pagan Rome, when it became Papal Rome. See, that this nation will do that. Revelation 13 plainly explains it. So what we have watched for the last 40 some odd years, maybe 50 years, is that hyperinflation has really taken off since the gold was taken off, the gold quit backing the dollar. This nation has gone broke, okay? I mean, she was on the verge of being broke then. Well, she has gone broke now. And what you have in your pocket, every dollar is only worth 3 cents. In fact, I don't even think it's worth that today. But So Revelation 13 plainly explains it. The Lamb came up out of the earth. The other beast came up out of the water, thickness of multitudes of people. This Lamb came up where there was no people. A Lamb represents religion, the Lamb of God. And remember, it spoke like it was a Lamb. And then after a while, it received power. It spoke like a dragon. Well, everything coming out of Washington today is just absolutely filthy. It's absolutely demonic. And, she speaks exactly like a dragon. So, and the dragon is always Rome. So don't you see Roman denomination, a marked Protestant denomination, an image unto the beast, making a power that'll force all Protestants like a union. You'll have to be into this council of churches or you won't be able to have fellowship. Well, it's practically that way now. Now, I'm going to go into that in 2 weeks from now. Next week, we'll have the last two on this one because next week is communion. And then we're going to start on the council of churches. I have a couple on that just to show you how prevalent it is and how it's still secretive, just like the Vatican is secretive. But remember, when the Vatican is taken out by Putin, the United States will be taken out by Putin as well. So basically the world will remain in a condition where the World Council of Churches will take over where Rome has left. And people will think, oh, good, 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 the Vatican is gone, but they don't realize how deceptive it is because the image is just like the beast itself. So making a power that will force all Protestants like a union. You'll have to be in this council of churches or you won't be able to have fellowship. Well, it's practically that way now. You can't go to church and preach unless you have a fellowship card or some identification. And now, on persons like ourselves, we're going to be cut out of it, of that, all together. Well, why are we going to be cut out of that? Because, let's face it, we're going to be gone. All right? That's exactly because they won't be able to do it. It's tightening. And when that time comes and the press comes to the place to where you're pressed out, then watch. What I'm fixing to tell you in a few minutes, watch the third poll then. It'll absolutely be to the totally lost, but it will be for the bride. In other words, you will be the ones doing these things in the church. Now, we're closer than it seems to be. I don't know when, but it's real, real close. I may be building a platform for someone else to step on. I may be before that time. I don't know. And that time, maybe this coming week, that the Holy Spirit will come with and bring Christ Jesus. He may come this next week. We may come yet tonight. I don't know when he will come. So he just didn't know. All right. And, so he doesn't tell us that, but I do believe that we are so close that I would never die with old age. Yet at 54 years old, I'd never die with old age until he's here. See, unless I'm shot, killed, or something else. Well, he did die. Okay. Or some way killed. Just old age wouldn't kill me until he's come. And I believe that. And I want to say this. I have never said it before, but according to scripture, according to what he said 30 years ago, 33 years ago on the river down there in 1933 rather, what he said, everything has happened just exactly. I may not do it, but this message will introduce Jesus Christ to the world. For as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming, so is the message to forerun the second coming. And John said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. See, so it's paralleled in every way, and I know it will. The message will go on. Well, the message has gone on, but when he died, there were 17 different versions of the message. Now today, there's probably hundreds of them. And no one knows who's speaking the truth. You know, the Seven Thunders guys think that they got the truth. The Two Souls guys think they got the truth. The Proves Your Boys think they got the truth. And they don't realize. Brother Bram said, you can have the right doctrine and the wrong heart and be wrong. You see, because your heart is your understanding. And if you have the right doctrine, which is parousia, but you don't have a right heart with it, you don't have right understanding of what it's all about, you know, you just shrivel up like the rest of them, okay? Now, from the world's major oil companies meet in Vatican, they commit to support carbon pricing, okay? From his, Brother Bram said, from the angel of the Lord, too little, probably a little horn, civil, and ecclesiastical power, but after, no, well, notice here, let's just go back to this, okay? Notice, the world's major oil companies meet in the Vatican. What in the world does a 600 population have to do with oil? Except for they want to control. That's it. They want to control the entire world, and that's what they're doing. They commit to support carbon pricing. Okay. Now, from the angel of the Lord, from his sermon, the angel of the Lord, too little, probably a little horn, civil and ecclesiastical power. But after his lamb, freedom of religion and so forth, but after a while, he spake like a dragon, or like a beast, like a dragon, and exercised all the power the dragon did before him, a bitter religious persecution. Now, let me just read that again. A bitter religious persecution. So don't think that it's not coming. And he said a bitter. So it's going to be terrible, right? We're nearing that time. You remember, church, that you're living in the best day that you've ever will live right now until Jesus comes. It shall gradually, not gradually, but get rapidly, get worse and worse. Now, look at the way things are today, all right? 10 years ago, could you imagine LGBT in the schools? LGBT pushed everywhere? No. As far as 10 years ago, no. They were talking about homosexual rights or, you know, women's rights, things like that. Now it's LGBT. Everything's LGBT. So it's just filthy. They don't call them sodomites anymore. When they took that word out of their language and started calling them homosexual or calling them gay, that, you know, make, what's a gay person before? Well, a gay person when I grew up was someone who's happy. But now, it, you know, gay means that you are a sodomite, okay? So when Russia goes down there to that oil, listen, this is what Brother Bram said. When Russia goes down there to get that oil, look out. Now, listen, he was just talking about persecution coming. It's coming, all right? Then he drops a little hint when it's coming. When Russia goes down there to get that oil, look out. That's all she needs. That's what the prophet said it would do, and we're ready for it. So, church, get ready to meet Christ. He's sending great revivals and meetings and stirring the full gospel of people. Signs and wonders appearing everywhere. Great wonders to draw his people together. And one day, okay, so we say, no, this is Saudi Arabia. See, he said down there. No, this is Ukraine. All right. I'm going to share something that you probably don't know, but Ukraine has substantial conventional and unconventional hydrocarbon reserves estimated at 9 billion tons of oil equivalent, with proven reserves of 1.1 trillion centimeters of natural gas, more than 400 million tons of gas condensate, and 850 million tons of oil reserves. However, current options for Caspian oil transport are beset with political and logistical problems and fall far short of guaranteeing the safe, secure export of Caspian oil in the short or long term. Russia's increasing stranglehold on Ukraine's energy imports does not bode well for the smaller country's ability to maintain its hard-won sovereignty, and it increases the risk that Ukraine will call on the United States and its NATO allies to stand behind it against Russia. The development of an export route for Caspian oil through Ukraine is a cheap and effective means of ameliorating both problems. So when Russia goes to Ukraine, when Russia goes down there, where? Ukraine for the oil. That's what this whole war is about. It says the United States and NATO will get involved and it'll become a conflict. That's what we see. All right? Well, what's that a precursor of? The Great Persecution. All right. Now, in Revelation 18:13, it speaks of the Vatican weaseling in on trade between nations and lists some of the commodities. It says and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beef. And everybody thinks, well, that oil is just, olive oil. No, it's not olive oil. It's oil. Okay. And sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and of souls of men. Well, what's the word slaves mean? In other words, it's human trafficking. They are involved with human trafficking, which is $150 billion a year. Can you imagine it? 30 children are slaves right now. For what purpose? You know, well, I don't want to say, but you know, for the bad stuff, okay? And I mean, not only for body parts, but for sexual exploitation. I think perhaps the Vatican has been dealing in the human slave trade, the human suffering and pedophilia and sex trafficking this world has ever known. If the records could be opened up, just look at all the cases against them in all the nations. You know, the pedophilia is rampant. I mean, you talk about cases in the thousands. All right. Now, from the book of Haggai, he says, And I called for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains, no rain, no desert, and upon the corn and upon the new wine and upon the oil and upon that which the ground bringeth forth. Well, the ground does not bring forth the olive oil. It brings forth oil. All right. And upon cattle and upon all the labor of the hands. Again, in Hosea, we read, Ephraim feedeth on wind and followed after the east wind. He daily increases his lies and desolation, and they do make a covenant with the Assyrians. Who's that? Who are the Assyrians? Okay, just think of it in your mind here. And oil is carried into Egypt. All right? The location of Assyria is made up of northern Iraq, northern Iran, southeastern Turkey, and eastern Syria. That's the countries with the oil. So they were shipping it back then, and notice it came out of the cracks of the rocks. Fracking. All right? Or however you would do it in those days. Now, Ezekiel 32:14, then will I make their waters deep and cause their rivers to run like oil, saith the Lord God. And Deuteronomy 32:13, he made him ride on the high place of the earth that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. Wasn't that exactly what they're doing? You know, the flinty rock. Exactly. So, the G7 goes to Russia. Goes for Russia's gold and oil profits. The group of wealthy nations announced a rebrand infrastructure initiative amid more plans to stifle Russia's economy. So it's all about the oil. All right. And I can't get that across enough that you understand. It's all about the oil, okay? And the G7 is run by who? The Secretary of State of the Vatican. So, posing for a group photo, G7 leaders pose for a group photo on the first day of the three-day summit in Schloss Emau near Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Germany. And I guess I'll have to be corrected on how you spell it. I say it, but on June 26th, Stefan Russo pooled Getty Images, okay? Welcome to today's morning brief, looking at the G7 summit, Russian airstrikes on Kiev, Ukraine, and the world this week, okay? G7 enters the second day, the G7, now here you got, you know, I can't even make them all out, but this is, she's a Danish person. This is Biden. Of course, he's always next to the woman with his arm around her. And, you know, then you got these other, look at, you know, you got Macron and different jokers. And just, you know, I mean, they just look like, you know, boys at a picnic or something. It just, you know, so, the G7 leaders are expected to continue deliberating on support for Ukraine today at their summit in Germany after the group made further strides in attempts to constrain Russia on Sunday. Today's gathering will include the leaders of Argentina, India, Indonesia, Senegal, and Southern and South Africa. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to join the gathering virtually. Here's what happened so far in the summit. Okay. The golden handcuffs. What do you think of golden handcuffs? You're talking about oil. Oil is the gold. Okay. Now what? Four G7 nations, Canada, Japan, United Kingdom, and the United States, agreed to ban the import of the newly mined or refined Russian gold on Sunday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hailed the move as a way to directly hit Russian oligarchs and strike at the heart of the Russian President Vladimir Putin's war machine. The decision is largely dependent on the United Kingdom, which was the destination for roughly 90% of Russian gold in 2019. It's not clear how much Russia will miss the revenue. Russia gold exports brought in roughly $15 billion in 2021 and about 6% of what it made in oil and gas revenues that year. So, now, President Trump, back in 2017, warned Europe and Germany about their condition. He said, what are you going to do about your natural resources? You know, Germany was getting natural gas from Russia. So what do they do? Oh, real, let's have a brilliant idea and we'll blow up the pipeline. So now Russia, now Germany doesn't get any of that Russian natural gas. So the you can't get wood anymore in Russia. I mean, people are cutting down their own trees just to have wood for the wintertime. It is a bad situation. Millions of people are going to die, right? About 6% of what? Okay, so what's up next? Today's leaders are expected to have discussions on health and food security, as well as hold talks on climate and how to deal with Russia's oil profits. The new oil cartel. The leaders will continually talks regarding a price cap on Russian oil and possibly gas, a move aimed at cutting into Russia's revenues. You know, it's interesting. So they put a price cap. This is all you can buy. So what does the Ukraine do? They buy the Russian oil at this rate. Then they turn around and sell it at this rate. The Ukrainian government has made $400 million off of the difference between buying oil at one price and buying oil at the other, and selling oil at the other. So in other words, they've saved themselves, but they've also sell it to other people. So the new oil cartel. See, because the people can't, you know, they've all agreed, NATO's agreed, we're not going to buy our oil. Well, Ukraine never agreed to that because they're not in NATO. So they buy the oil. Then they turn around, mark it up, and sell it. You know, they're anyway, it's all about the oil, okay? The leaders will continue talks regarding a price cap on Russian oil and possibly gas, a move aimed at cutting at Russia's revenues. With Russia easily finding a new buyers outside the Western alliance, enlisting countries outside the G7 will be crucial to its success. The plan aims to leverage the power of European and U.S. insurance providers to force transporters to abide by the price ceiling. Okay. Then the climate question. Faith Birrell, head of International Energy Agency, speaks with the leaders today. His organization has warned that the world must end funding for new oil, gas, and coal projects now to avoid the catastrophic effects of global warming. Give me a break. You know, they are trying to say that let's just quit using oil, let's quit using, coal, and let's just use wind turbines and solar. And that has proved that it doesn't work. Plus, it takes 26 times as much energy to mine lithium as it takes to mine coal and get your gas. So it's just insanity. Okay, Germany is pushing to do the opposite and is urging fellow members to reverse a decision to ban public investments on overseas fossil fuel investment by the end of the year, a commitment the G7 made as recently as May. So here we quit. We seal up our pipelines in this country. All right. So we were the world's largest, under Trump, we were the world's largest distributor of natural gas. But now you can't get it no more. And so then we target Russia, who was the second largest, and we get rid of them. So now you're down to just wood, and probably they're going to see our packs, you know, our piles of wood and say, well, I guess you can't use wood either because it's carbon. So we would rather you be a global greenist and die than, you know, be warm and not a globalist. So, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. You see, it all is about the oil. And Germany, who voted for it, is now realized it will greatly harm their economy, but the others are set to do it anyway. So Germany, you know, at the last minute says, oh, we made a mistake. You know, the U.S. took out the oil and the you know, we thought we were going to get it from Russia, and now we don't get it anymore. Big mistake, because people are dying, okay? And we'll die. You watch this winter. This winter is going to be horrific, all right? Because there won't be natural gas, there won't be oil for all these countries in Europe. They're going to freeze to death because they are cold. over there, okay? Now, from the stature of a perfect man, Brother Matt said, this present government now is spending, you see, last year and the year before, what was it, COVID? Well, they're going to still die from COVID in this country, but in those countries, they're going to die from lack of heating oil. Okay. This present government now is spending money for what? For tax money that they'll be collecting 40 years from now. She's done. That's Lifeline right out of Washington, D.C., across the nation. Taxes they're spending and trying to buy foreign. Why, they're just giving it away, giving it out anyway. Don't you see? That's exactly what they're going to do. See, what is it now? Now, if this nation goes busted and the only thing it can do is go busted, the only thing it can do is go bankrupt, that's the only sensible thing to do, change the currency. But they won't do it. Under this present administration, Roman Catholic owns the gold of the world, and what they'll do is sell out. So this nation is going to sell out. These rich men and so forth of the earth, as the Bible said, what will they do before they lose the Brown and Williams Tobacco Company? Most of them's Catholic anyhow. And all these other things, what will they do? They'll accept that, and they'll take the money from Rome, and then she sold her very birthright. You know, Rome tried this about 10 years ago in UK. They were approached in the House of Lords by one of the House of Lords guys, and Lord Blackmouth or something like that. And anyway, he said that this company, and he said, I'll just say that we'll call it the cross or something like that. And anyway, he says they've offered us $40 billion to rebuild our infrastructure, to rebuild our hospitals, and to rebuild our roads. Now remember, UK is small. I mean, one missile in the UK would, if it takes out the size of Texas, it would take out the size of two or three European or UKs. Okay, so you know they're small. They don't have a lot of roads. I've been there, I've driven their so-called highways. You know, it's pathetic. Okay. But they'll accept that, and they'll take the money from Rome, and then she sold her very birthright. Rome backs her up. Yes, sir, she'll back it up. And they're getting enough policy now, getting enough around them, bring it in this cabinet. Look what Mr. Kennedy is asking for. And when you've seen the other day that there's no need of voting anymore, what's the use of voting? When they put it in the paper and proved it before the public, and they refuse to do anything about it. That's exactly what our Congress is. You know, our Congress sits around and just, yuck. Why don't they arrest them? You know, they have power to arrest, and they have power to put men in prison. They do have the power because it used to be done years and years ago. They have jail cells there, and they could put, you know, all these people in jail. They could put Hunter Biden. They could put the president in jail. They could do it, and they should do it, but they won't do it because we're so nice. You know, let's just everybody just be, you know, render to Caesar what's Caesar's. Well, give me a break. Render to God what's God's. God comes first, okay? When they proved that the machines across the nation were set up, that they elected Mr. Kennedy by a false vote. Now, listen, I can say they elected Joe Biden by a false vote. And I'm saying what the prophet said, because he said they elected President Kennedy by a false vote. Well, if they elected Kennedy by a false vote, which was, there's several counties in Chicago that made up the vote for the entire Chicago, I mean, the entire state, okay? And the mayor would not let them see those votes. He held them back. Well, they should have arrested his butt and you know, put him in, excuse me for saying that, but they should have arrested his, you know, his body and thrown him in jail. But they won't do it. You know, they are too nice and stuff. So Nixon went into negotiations and said, okay, I'm going to be the next president, so you can have it now. Don't the Bible say that that would come in by deceit, a falsehood? Now, I'm not against the Democratic Party, no more than a Republican Party, but I'm just stating the facts from the Bible. What's the use of voting? They know who's going in there. So you see a picture here of the different politicians standing there and the rich men, and they run around without clothes and this different stuff, and They worship Moloch. Moloch in the Old Testament was the god of abortion, basically, because all the little children were sacrificed, okay? So not all, but some of them. So anyway, this is the same thing that they do here, is they have a mock celebration of that stuff. Now listen, Nixon knew he was going to be president. He just didn't know when. He didn't get it that time against Kennedy, but he knew his turn was to come. He went to the Bohemian Grove in California, and he knew he would get in. But he was not like them there. In his famous memos, he called them a bunch of faggots. Now, you see, a faggot is a burning stick. That's what we should be calling them, is faggots and sodomites, and use Bible terms, and we wouldn't have this problem today, but we have it because everybody switched to gay and call them homosexual, you know. So, anyway, from the Philadelphian Church Age book. I will keep thee from an hour of temptation which shall come upon the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. This verse is not a declaration that the true church will go into and through the tribulation. If it meant that, it would have said that. But it said, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation. This temptation is exactly like the temptation in Eden. It will be a very inviting proposition held up in direct opposition to God's commanded word, and yet from the standpoint of human reason. And it will be so very right, so enlightening, and life-giving as to fool the world. So we're in a time of deception. Only the very elect will not be fooled. The temptation will come as follows. The ecumenical move that has started on what seems such a beautiful and blessed principle, fulfilling Christ's prayer, that we all might be one, becomes so strong politically that she bears pressure upon the government to cause us all to join her, either directly or through adherence to principles enacted into law, so that no people will be recognized as actual churches unless under direct or indirect domination of this council. Little groups will lose their charters and their privileges, etc., until they lose all property and spiritual rights with the people. For example, right now, unless the local ministerial association approves in many, if not most cities, one cannot rent a building for religious services. To become chaplain in the armed services, hospital, etc., it is now almost mandatory to be recognized as acceptable to the Trinitarian ecumenical groups. As this pressure increases, and it will be harder to resist, for to resist is to lose privilege. And so many will be tempted to go along, for they will feel it is better to serve God publicly in the framework of this organization than not to serve God at all publicly. In other words, we'll just shut down our churches and honor the king or honor government because of COVID instead of keeping the church open and just flaunting our nose at the governor. But that's what they did. Only this church didn't do that. All right? But the error. To believe the devil's lie is to serve Satan, even though you may want to call him Jehovah, but the elect will not be deceived. Furthermore, the elect will not only be kept, but as this move becomes the image erected to the beast, the saints will be gone in the rapture. And this little delightful, winsome movement that started out in fellowship at Ephesus will become the monster of Satan that defiles and deceives the whole world. For the church system of Roman Catholic and Protestant is coming together will control the whole wealth of the world system and force the whole earth into its religious trap or will by killing them, by refusing them the privilege of buying and selling whereby they would make a living. This will be accomplished simply for the harlot's daughters are all but gone back to her. So, in other words, how are they going to make it possible to refuse you to buy or sell? They will get to the crypto dollar, and then they'll shut you off. They say, no, you're not a socially acceptable person. Just like in China right now, people that don't have the right social score, you know, it's like, you have your, what do they call it, score for your house mortgage, and You know, you pay your things on time. Huh? What's that? Huh? Yeah, your credit score. See, in this country, we have a credit score. How easy it will be to change it to a social score. Then your social score, there are people in China that can't even drive their cars because their cars won't work. They shut them off. See, they're punishing them. They shut them off. So they can't get to work, or they got to hoof it. And, you know, they're just making it very, very difficult for them. All right. So for the church system of Roman Catholic and Protestant, it's coming together. In coming together, we'll control the whole wealth of the world and force the whole earth into its religious trap, or we'll kill them by refusing them the privilege of buying and selling, whether they would make a living. This will be accomplished simply for the harlot's daughters are gone, gone back to her. In the meantime, Rome has acquired nearly all the supplies of gold. The Jews have the bonds and all the paper. And at that time, the harlot will destroy the present-day money system by calling in all the paper and demanding gold. With no gold, the system falls. The Jews will be trapped and come into the alliance, and the harlot church will take over the entire world. See, because if you have the gold and they have the paper, and really the paper is worthless unless it's backed by gold, then the one who holds the gold, it says, okay, I actually am the one who can pay off these notes. So I'm not going to pay them off, and you're just going to, your paper, you just have your paper. And that's the way they'll take over. So it's very, very bad. For question asked on the seals, where is the scripture that shows that Catholicism will deceive the Jews and get their wealth? Now, where does it say that the beast will deceive for wealth? It doesn't say that. But we're presuming that was. Now, the other night, you remember, you look at the real tape real close. I never said that's what they do. I said, see, the Catholic is the richest group in the world. Nobody like them. And what they don't have, the Jews has the rest. That's where the economics of this country is now. We're right now living on tax money, according to Lifeline, that will, off of taxes, that comes right from Washington, D.C., that'll be paid in 40 years from now. Today's, that's what we're spending now. That's how far back we are giving notes. See, on taxes that will be paid in 40 years from now. The nation is broke. She's done now. Castro, the only sensible thing that he ever done was when he counterfeited the currency and paid off the notes and the bonds and burnt them and changed the currency. That's the only thing he could do. And there's only one thing left for this United States to do. Now remember, this is William Branham speaking. This is my idea. It's only presuming, looking at it in the natural standpoint, which may be a million miles off. I do not believe that right now, that right there in that money, the love of money is the root of all evil. And I believe that right along in there will be the start, will start the ball rolling. Now the Catholic Church back there from charging for Mass and so forth holds the wealth of the world. You remember the Bible said she was rich and how she was. I remember not only just one nation, she's rich on every nation there is under heaven. She reaches out, she has the money. Now that don't have, Wall Street has, which controlled by the Jews. Now you remember he got the money when Jacob returned last night, we find out, and become Israel. He really had the money, but his money wouldn't buy him nothing, see, to Esau. Esau had it too. See, both Anti and the One, you see, just as perfectly. And watch here, I said, they might want to consolidate together on the money and the Roman power, take the Jewish power of money, breaking the covenant. That might not be so. See, I know they'll break it, but I don't know what reason, because it's not revealed to me about what they'll do. But look, what if today the only thing that we can do, that we would be to do, if we're drawing taxes, if the statement is right, off the currency, off the taxes of money of 40 years from now, you see, our gold is, we've done spent it. We're broke. We don't have any money, and we're only living off of a past reputation. In other words, as soon as you got rid of, see, the only thing that's really money is gold and silver. The paper currencies, they only last about 40, 50 years, okay? And it's been about 50 years since Nixon took us to paper, went off the gold. Because back when I was a kid, you know, you could turn in a silver certificate for £2 or for a pound of, or what, not a pound. You could turn in your silver certificate dollars for silver. And gold reserve notes, you could turn it into your bank and get gold, but not after 72, okay, when Nixon took us off the gold standard. All right, so we're without money, all right? So falling apart of the world. Now, anything that pulls you away from, you know, it's interesting, and I'll just stop right in just a minute. You say, you know, in God we trust on our bills, but really now it's just a Federal Reserve note. In other words, it's a full trust of the American government. Well, how can you trust the American government that has broken every deal that they ever had with the Native Americans? I mean, you can't trust the people like that, and so we can trust that their bills are accurate. Now, anything that pulls you away from that is wrong. That's the false Messiah, false anointing, he said. But the brother had such an anointing. But what kind of anointing? See, that's it. Hitler had an anointing too. Khrushchev got one also. Pope Pius has one also. What kind of anointing you got? If it's not anointed with the word and vindicated, every word to be true, leave it alone. It's wrong. But if you don't produce it itself, then it isn't germinized. It shows its colors. Oh, say, but that was for another age. We just leave that thing alone. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, sir. So when this world falls apart, we are born into a kingdom that cannot fall apart. You believe the word, the world is falling apart? Its systems are falling apart. Do you believe that? Do you believe the economic systems falling apart? The world political, the world's political systems falling apart. The nation, the national UN system is falling apart. The church is falling apart. The denomination are falling apart. Everything is falling apart. But we got a kingdom that cannot be moved. It's an eternal kingdom of God. It cannot be moved. We are told that the new system of this denomination, of bringing this here, World Council of Churches, will bring peace on earth. What a disregard, what a nasty slam in the face of Christ. What an irreverent, sacrilegious thing that is. It's of the devil. A man can organize something better than God can send them. The Tower of Babel is another Babylon that must fall. Peace on earth, a false Messiah, and Antichrist in its teaching. How are you going to throw those denominations together when you won't even, they can't even agree with one another now when they broke into little systems like that? How about joining together and getting over here or there? Yes, sir, it's a false setup. It's all done to throw the Protestantism into Romanism. It's a false Antichrist teaching. God's kingdom is not of this world. Jesus said so. My kingdom is not of this world. And then from Christ is a mystery, he said, you can have all the economic moves you want to and all the affiliations, and they're going to bring a persecution on pretty soon and shut up all the churches. You see that? A church like this, who's not in a denomination, they'll use them for storehouses. Now, I think it's interesting that, you know, they call themselves a storehouse anyway. And then, and if any man goes and offers a prayer for anybody else that don't belong to the economical movement, will be shot on the spot. It's already, that Lutheran minister, the head of it, says so. It's right here. You can read it right here in your magazines. Right from Divine Healing, he reads from Acts 3:19-21, and he shall send Jesus, which was before preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the time of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. 21st verse and 3rd chapter, all the restoration of all things, when there will be a new heavens, a new earth, a new government, a new economy, oh my, a new king, a new life, a new beginning with no ending, oh my, a new age, a new time, a new people. So God is going to, don't worry about what's happening to this world. God is going to completely obliterate it, and everything will be new. Even your economy will be new. All right. Now from Christ is a mystery again. Now listen close, fallen angels. What kind of angels? Luther, Wesley, Catholic, Pentecostal, who kept not their first estate like the angels did, and has fell into organizations like Lucifer's main hold at Nicaea. And what have they done? Organized a great ecumenical association of ministers to make an image unto the beast, as the Bible said, and building a Christian economy that will close the doors of this nation and others like it. See, Lucifer at his work, I'm trying to bring you to the threefold revelation of the mystery of God. What did they do? Sold out to reasons of wisdom and education, like Eve did, fallen angels did, and finally from question and answers. He said, I think of St. Paul out there on the isle after the shipwrecked serpent injected poison in his hand that would have killed him within a minute. The natives said, watch, that fellow fall dead, for he'll die just in a minute. He's in chains for preaching the gospel. Religious people put him in chains. The very finest of churches that day was put him in chains. If it just wasn't the Constitution of the United States, they do the same thing today. That's right. Just wait till she's broke a little more. Now, next week, we're going to get into the Constitution and show you that they've been breaking it apart. The First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment. The Third Amendment still hasn't been broken by the military, but it's been broken by police. All right. So we're going to get into that as we bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for your word today. We ask you, Lord, to bless it. Forgive me for saying some words which I shouldn't have said, but Lord, we just know that these men need to go. They need to be put in prison. So, Father, we just ask you to bless us and help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Well, the Lord bless thee and keep thee, and the Lord make his face shine upon thee.